I want to first start by acknowledging the traditional owners of Djadjarawarong country on which this retreat is being held, and also to pay my respects to their elders past and present, and to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. And also want to welcome all of you who have gathered together now for these few days together to engage in meditation on the Lam Rim. And I personally really rejoice in your decision to spend your free time to come together in meditation retreat, because opportunities such as these are very rare. They come about so seldom, and when one does, that you've now taken this opportunity brings great joy to my heart. All of us here, what we share in common is a deep wish for happiness, to never experience problems or difficulties. And this isn't something that's just unique to those of us who have gathered, but it's shared by every being, human and animal and unseen beings. All only want to be happy. No one wants to experience any problems or difficulties. And this is the underlying motivation behind all that we do. But the predominant method by which people follow, or beings follow, to attain happiness and overcome problems is that to do with the physical world, the material world. And whilst making changes to our outer circumstances, to the material conditions around us, whilst this does have an impact in that it can lead to happiness, that happiness is momentary, it's quickly lost. And similarly, whilst making changes in our material world does lead to the reduction in suffering, that too is brief, it's short-lived, and once again further problems befall us. But through radically transforming our mind, through transforming how we think, how we experience ourselves in the world, in this way we can attain lasting happiness, a happiness that is never again punctuated by even the slightest problem or difficulty. And the very purpose of the teachings of the Buddha is to lead to this inner transformation, this transformation of our mind.
Semlia, and semlia ganga, semitumena, dene, chi chi tungi yawena, and digi ungo mare, ganga, ganga chimbola, chadigurua. ね、ちいちいとんげろじだすんで、じ、あ、どろろじだ、きょぼろじだ。あのさやとね、じすこんぼりべ、じしおじ、せななじやぼしおじめべね、せんりゃ、せんきぼ、てれよべね、んてぎ、あね、じかんがめてぎ、んてぎ、んてぎんごれ。じさでねさ、ちいとんげとね、でぎで、でぎで、なんじせんじかんがで、ま、あね、ねんとごまれ、めばすとごまれ。
哎，地，但实际上，气团结也会有那些生命感染的地区，同啊，嘛的地区也没的。实际上，生命的地区被生命的血流，实际上生命的基部全国吧，那，那俺就给气团结团结感染的区别呢？地感染的怕是一年之内，生命的地区，生命的地区是全部这个，全部有吧？现在地区，那生命的地区是全部这个，全部有吧？现在地区，全部这个，现在地区，咱俺就给地区这边的，同啊，是一个
In our world, there's quite a variety in terms of some beings who have abundance in wealth and material goods, and others who are quite impoverished. And many variations in between. And there are also those who are in good health, in the perhaps the vigor of youth, and those who are quite ill. So there's quite a variety of experience. But here, if we think of someone, we may well know such people, who, when one looks at from the outside, they seem to have everything going for them. They're in good health, they're wealthy, everything seems good. But their mind is unhappy. They perhaps suffer from depression or some other ailment. And in this way, they do not experience all that they have around them as being an abundance. They do not recognize just how remarkable their own personal circumstances are. But they are actually deeply, deeply unhappy. This shows the primacy of mind in terms of how we experience our world. And the converse is also true. Someone who's impoverished, but perhaps even is severely ill, if their mind is at ease, then they are content. They are satisfied with what they have. Their mind is at peace, and they are quite happy. So again, this shows the primacy of mind. It shows how whether we experience the world as pleasant or unpleasant depends on our way of thinking. Therefore, by transforming our way of thinking, we can attain lasting happiness. So between these two methods to achieve happiness, taking care of the material world, so our body and the outer conditions, or taking care of our inner world, our mind, whilst one needs both, what is by far the more important is to take care of our mind.
Rabju Mani Nelia and Gibi Burwa, and the Jiggy Tunjin Yabu Buza, Tunjin Pe Yawarwada, and the Jiggy Yobo, and the Koryo Mambo, Shibishu and Mambo, Gangi Tone in a Gangan Juni Medigan, Mish Chazangi, and the Gibi Burshin, Gushepshi, Ziguchi, the Jibeshi Uchi, Tongro, Shibishu Yedirwada. In a Sanjum Nendigi, Dinigi Yubadigi, and the Gangan say Tug Mebada, and Dushin, the Ganga Gidina Ganga Yubadi Ken. And the digi the young member can't in it. Do sin and do sin sang each of the yachik that ground at that jigger, rabjunche, rabjunche, rabjun, this departure and rabjunche. And then margin, then go on to get sang each of the semitone, jingyam lenche, the gom jabda, sem nalia, caragare, sem caricare, tin skiver in it, one's a ganga sue to. Di ganga suegi, sem di meva suela, some local stango to do sin the shimjuji and yamyoji. 都是人家面上的 some of the things that digi sem ye nyamling tone digi jubya de dunga se lamden je je wade san yu jumne de yu chue se chue se di sung gol wada
A fantasy teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni, when he came into this world, he was born into a royal family. So he was born as a prince, and he grew up with all the pleasures and enjoyments of a young prince. And one can imagine, in the world at that time, he was living the dream life. He had everything that any human could hope for. But despite living perhaps the greatest form of opulence possible, certainly in his kingdom, he recognized that these pleasures are transient. They're not reliable, and they are, in the end, unsatisfactory. Seeing the faults of even having the greatest pleasures that a human could hope for, the greatest conditions that a human could hope for at that time, he went forth away from the royal life, entered into the forest, into a secluded life, and pursued the religious life, looking to transform his mind. And after some years of making great efforts, he attained the exalted state of Buddhahood. He achieved the state of lasting, stable happiness. He then embarked on sharing with others the complete and unmistaken method that he had trained in order to achieve the state of lasting happiness. And he did so out of a motivation of genuine compassion, wanting others to achieve the exact same state that he had achieved. And what he taught can be expressed as what needs to be adopted, so the wholesome, virtuous minds that need to be cultivated, and what needs to be abandoned, the unwholesome minds, the afflicted minds that need to be eradicated, would express it differently. He taught the magnitude of suffering that we experience, not just coarse but subtle levels, and most importantly, its causes. And he identified then the antidotes, the solutions to those causes, and showed us how to cultivate that within. So this is the very meaning of his teachings, the meaning of the Dharma.
Ndigi dunghanyo yoye samla kuti karire sha sidi yu jizan da nga jiyo mongba marik ba sidi yu jine sang ma xing ba ha mo go ba nne che yu ngo wo nne sang nne ngwe nne sudi ha mo go wiki marik ba se ha mo go wa samla di nga jiyo samla di marik ba si kwa res ndi nga jiyo dunghanyo yoye kyu jik cha kwa res ndi le dine nga jiyo dwe cha kondro jaya dwe cha jaya kondro jaya nga jaya jaya nne xin li lu bi samba 但现在差多些,即使三路地基,即三路地基基,基本呢,他让来刚刚这些,他现在刚刚这些,三路地数的也是,那就给三路当他托呢,中央要具体,让新一个了,中央要这样给,具体三路,真的是大部分的,所说的中央要彻底来,中央忙不了中央要的,现在要刚刚这些,这个我的,即使让新一个了,刚刚这些三路地,可是呢,我也是马西比马里巴塞的。 마릭바몽베
Buddha uniquely identified the very root cause of all suffering, and that is ignorance. An ignorance that misperceives reality, an ignorance that misperceives how things actually are. And from this ignorance arise all our other afflicted ways of thinking, anger, attachment, pride, and jealousy. And these minds, ignorance, anger, attachment, pride, jealousy, and many others, are what cause us harm and have been harming us throughout this life and every life. And not just harming us as individuals, but this is what causes the harm to all beings, suffering for all beings. And when these arise within us and we act under their influence, we are likely to bring harm into the lives of others too. So the Buddha pointed out that this ignorance that misperceives reality or misperceives how things actually are, this is the root cause from which all our suffering arises. From this, all our other delusions follow, such as anger, attachments, and so forth. And this is how we create the causes that cause us to suffer.
On that, this is this some of the Jangan's Gilly Yuban, the Meba Shogores, Meba, and then Yema Ki, Chigo Mares, or Daddy, Jimajo, Ted Helia, and another that, Mahans Ranshan Niger, the Dino, some of the Karelander, Ninganzuki, Chigger, Chutum said, Shell, and never Chig Mares, and be some of the Shell, and never Chig Mares, and be some time to Lunga Yusun Yukon, Shell, and never Chig Mares, and be some of the Chutumsiwa, the somebody, Tabin, Rangla, Ranshan Niger, Paris. And the Nashim, and the Sosugi, Lu Longe, Karine, Shelia, Chick, Pagasia, and the YouTube Partigi, and the Summer Diata, and the Antigua, Shangi, Sosuli, Nubachi, and Pa, Koro Malama, Che, and by Pembig, Summer Down to Winner, and the So, Jan, and the Shelia, Duma Shan Sim Jan, Duma Dantana, and Big Ninja Combia, Shelia, Digi, Dion, Shores, and the Summer Dia, and Dusin, some of the Zugomba in some Dabina. That the Niggy Rigla sofa, the Niggy Pembe, some disutabe in there, disu, Ranle Penguores, Ranle Digi to Gore, Shania and the Digi to Dare to Gores, Jesan Shania Ganga Yuba and the Ganga Seada, and the Ganga Meva in the Control Digi to Tuya, Ranle in there, Digi to Yaga, some disutango, disu some of the young Ansu Gula, and Jane Yando, some the disu Nuba Shukchar Tango, Nuba Shukchar Tangores, the Anjiga, Anjig Nam Jujine, Chuyan Gari Yimi Jeba Jene. But 어두신 당고래에서 다 탑람 디유주에 탑람 다 강아세에 탑람 삼루톤에 삼다나 딩아 삼루 두가 파 메바스 야가데 야네 야도 렌제 냠네제 되라 능어 주 두신에 디유주에 또 두마세 탑람 디레 세상이 디순 거다
Buddha uniquely presented the very root cause of all suffering and showed how from that all the other afflictions arise. So our suffering, he showed, comes about through faulty ways of thinking. And recognizing then that this is the cause of our suffering, one develops the determination to eradicate those causes of suffering so as to be free of suffering. And the method to do that is to develop contrary minds, to develop wholesome minds in order to overwhelm and eventually eradicate the unwholesome minds. So here the Buddha presented a number of mental trainings to engage in, to cultivate deep habituation to wholesome ways of thinking, and in this way to radically transform who we are and how we experience ourselves in the world. So one key mind that he taught was that of ethical restraint. So ethical restraint is where, through developing a determination not to bring harm, not to act or think or speak in a way that brings harm to oneself or to others, one commits to restraining one's physical behavior, one's speech, and in particular one's mind, to restrain them within the confines of what is ethical. A second key mental training the Buddha taught was that of generosity, whereby one develops a genuine spirit of wanting to give, a wish to help others, give of oneself to others, whether it's helping others through one's material abundance or through one's skill and talents or giving of one's time to others, developing this wish to give of oneself to others. Third key training was to develop the mind of patience. So mind of patience is a mind that is undisturbed in the face of adversity, So whether that adversity is coming from others that we encounter, or from challenging circumstances, or from our own inner turmoil, wherever that adversity is coming from, our mind stays calm and peaceful. So this is the mind of patience. And the fourth key training is a mind of enthusiastic perseverance, where one is enthusiastic about engaging in virtue, in particular, in about transforming one's mind. And there's also the aspect of perseverance, recognizing that this is an ongoing process, not sporadic. In that way, then change will come. So these four key trainings the Buddha taught are indispensable so as to develop good qualities within and to overwhelm the afflictions, the afflicted ways of thinking that cause so much harm. So these four, again, are ethics, generosity, patience, and enthusiastic perseverance. But in addition, he taught two further trainings, one being that of single-pointed concentration, where the mind becomes very powerful and focused, where one, instead of one's mind running wild, one comes to gain control over one's own mind. This helps significantly in one's cultivation of virtue and avoiding of unwholesome minds. And then sixthly, he taught how to develop wisdom. Wisdom where one comes to counteract the ignorance that misperceives how things actually are. Wisdom understands how things actually exist, a wisdom understanding reality. So these two additional wholesome ways of thinking, concentration and wisdom, if also cultivated, make an immense difference to achieving happiness for oneself and having thereby being able to have a greater beneficial impact on others too.
Rajan Tamala, Tunga Yungore, Kangatigore, Sayana, Samu Sambo, Digitan, Vana, Rajin Yigala, Pemba, and Digi Yungore, San Yusun, Rwada, but San Yusun, Delia, Tanganjugi, Michigi, Chikhewe, and the Tender Heda Maria Sadi, the Shimjuri Shena, and the Hakova, and Nanganjugi, Sabers, Hako to Gurwa, Zada, Gina, Dinis, that Sanji, Dinisun, but the Temba, Maris, and Ranjugi, just. Milia, chick, dumbo, summonal, dumbo, so you can do summonal, ya, carriers, and then number seven, other to Chipazo, Joella, Tarangu, and Zimu Pazo, Java Chela, Tonre Ganga, Tintiganga, Celia, and Dum Devo, Yahoo, you wanted the Ganga Sea Dundala, numbers, Dinish, so who's a big suasion, then Dili suasion, and Suevata, and the Antic Loro Chick Dinis, Lodgi, Natu, Lodge, Yuban, and Digging as you be Mongochili, Bujet, and the Ganga Sea to a Lord Menangan to do sin.
Therefore, the Buddha taught that the primary cause of our suffering is unwholesome ways of thinking, and the primary and the antidote to that is to develop contrary, wholesome ways of thinking. And by doing so, as we strengthen our habituation to wholesome ways of thinking, we proportionately weaken our habituation to unwholesome ways of thinking. And in this way, we bring happiness into to ourselves and through ourselves bring happiness into the lives of others as well. So the Buddha taught this. He taught how to achieve this mental transformation very clearly. But we need to come to recognize this for ourselves, not merely accept it because the Buddha said so, but come to see the importance of developing wholesome ways of thinking and abandoning unwholesome ways of thinking. So to give an illustration of how having wholesome ways of thinking has an impact on others, we can just look at the incredible change that has happened in our world over the last many centuries. If we think of how people used to live, we can go back at various points of time, and we come to the present day. We can see how society, in terms of the comfort and ease with which people can live, society has been radically transformed. And this has all come about independence on a wide number of people at differing points, recognizing a problem, and with it, generating a motivation, I want to solve that problem so that there is less suffering. Now they'll think, if I manage to solve this problem, how wonderful that would be. For others, they would be able to live a life of greater ease. Me too. So this was the motivation behind so much of the technology that for us we take for granted. For example, the medical care that is so freely available for us in this country, this all came about independence on a wide number of people over many generations, probably many centuries, coming up with various techniques, inventing various substances and how to create them or manufacture them. All of these people coming together with good ideas how they can improve something to make a benefit, have a beneficial impact on others. And now, for us, we can access these things so easily. And even, for example, how we have water in our homes, electricity in our homes, these things which for us are very ordinary to take for granted, but they did not exist that long ago. And it all came about independence on various people seeing different things that they could come up with the solution to benefit others, to make life easier. So this shows how by having a wholesome motivation, a motivation of wanting to ease problems and difficulties, then using your intelligence or using further mental capacity, one can reduce suffering for oneself and for others.
Na samlo ngamba chita wa na pinchen le neve samba tang kondro sa samba tenisti gi che wa na digi dang an julia rangshen le dunga kan de shong de ji sang ji gi ta di samlo de rangshen ni ge le dunga ji gi la ro da che sa dang an de xin ju che wa na a ji ge samlo da wa na ane du shi ne ji sa bi ne chen xi ri fe ri cha sa ane ji ge ji mi sa chen bu xu chen ja do ji jom tu ya ji ge chen xi ri su ya cha sa chen ja de 아니 군노라 가르치는 수고를스네 신엘의 팬비치 주고 말와 신엘의 녀버기야 신수야 신 파셔데 매버수야기 돈달라 군노호라는 신엘의 녀비 산비고 선이 주고라 제자 곧 풍안도 자월 디 매버수월 곧도 떨고 곧도 점고 곧도 수요고 세비게 되니게 삼는 따지 군노의 돈에 내신의 녀비 산바 세위 산바 공도 되니게 삼는 군에 나제 되니게 천자 리시 수요시 수요제 나 디게 때한테 내가 상가도 통수 규버로 와데 돌데 진이게 강아리야 미 강바 먹고 떠야 안 지금 로 먹고야 갈래 잡갈래야 강바 쇠시게 되게 그 까마지야 당세도 봐 좀 잘 매다 안에 지금 미쇠야 알아서 봐다 되네 강아 먹고 제사 통치시기도 봐 그래서 천재리 되네 첨부디 매나 되네 강아 첨부수 되야 매로와 되네 강아 제 매바 쇠투야 그 천재리기 군론을 마스나 삼버디 삼로디 되니게 강아지야지 유해지 빠지. 난 소수기 되니게 제변에 소수기 되 팔 되니 제변에 안 소소나 기우매 안 되는 게 되나 남자 셰나 안 파투 현대계 출리야 소출리야 갑대조에도 되네 강아대 라신이 가라 강아대 제자도 신의 삼다에도 제자 되니기 삼대 강아요의 사상 군룡 냄비 토네 제여도 강아요의 세보로 차기도 아디자 라신이가 두산에 제자 상의 좀는디기 되니게 삼는 땅하고 토네 둥가요의 다디기 세 용그레 세디 두치는 아주 삼는 라바시다 바이네야 상의 좀는디기 숨바디 오네라 덴바로 심바디 지 이시로 예투야시도 와
And sadly, of course, the converse is also true, that under the influence of a destructive motivation, a harmful motivation, people developed, for example, weaponry from the weapons of ancient times to these incredibly destructive weapons of the modern world. And for this weaponry to develop required a motivation. If a motivation is absent, no action follows. And this motivation would have been a motivation to kill, to destroy. And whilst perhaps in marketing literature this would have been expressed as being for the purpose of protection, when it's been designed and the kill effect is being investigated and seen how it can be amplified, it's very clear. The motivation is to kill and to destroy. And we see in our modern world, we see, thankfully for us, through television, only through television, we see how cities that have been homes to people for centuries are destroyed in no time. All that effort that went into designing and constructing and all the happiness and hope that was invested in these places, destroyed in no time. This all follows from a motivation, a harmful motivation. And from that comes destruction of human life and human habitat, animal life and their habitat. And from all this destruction that has been expressed from the mind of people, where has any lasting peace ever come? So by thinking through the illustrations in these two segments, at a very coarse level, we can recognize the truth of what the Buddha taught.
Mm-hmm. Dine Dada Sanye Jumne Digi, Samu Dana Tone, and Digi to a Tonga say a Talum de Sanye Jumne Digi Ma Sung, Dine Ma and Nejaka Jigi, Pentuchu de la Sofa, Ginyamne, Kevi, Ginyamne, Dine Ma, Jenna Berlia, and Jugdusi, Yamne Jesse, and Jerem Chikrons de la Sofa, Yamina, Dine and Delia, Jerem Chig Jerem Chigi, Nea, De Ma, Jilumalmas, no, Jokan, Dushipa, say Digi, Jerem Chalia, and Dinigi.
So this really is the very essence of what Buddha taught, this method by which one comes to identify suffering and its causes, and the method to gain complete, lasting freedom from suffering and its causes. And the Buddha taught this in ancient India, and these teachings were kept alive through great practitioners cultivating it in their minds and then transmitting it to others, training them too in how to cultivate the teachings of the Buddha within them. And did this over many centuries, culminating in the great tradition of Nalanda Monastery with the many remarkable scholars there. And from there, the Buddhism traveled around the world, including to Tibet, where it flourished for more than 10 centuries. And one of the foremost masters in Tibet was the great Lama Tsongkhapa. Now we come to a brief text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, which was a letter in a response to a request from one of his students, Dorje Pale, where his student was asking for personal instructions on how to attain lasting happiness and bring a complete end to all problems, suffering, and difficulties. So this advice, these personal instructions from Lama Tsongkhapa to his students, is what we're going to spend a few days looking at.
Oh yeah, that didn't matter. Tell it, Nambo. Namu Manzu Gosha Yas. Gashi Gubi. Gashi Shabi Gubi. Reptina. Deva Tamji Della Duzeva. Tensho Lame Shabla Chachi. Dirty Mawa Dini Nambergis.
Lama Tsongkhapa starts by writing Namu Manzu Gosha in English, homage to Manjushri. If at his lotus feet you rely with complete devotion, your every wish will be bestowed with ease. Prostrating at the feet of your Lama, the Supreme Guide, listen to these few words I wish to speak. In the very first line, Lama Tsongkhapa offers homage or prostration to Manjushri, seeing Manjushri as indivisible in nature with Buddha Shakyamuni. So right at the outset, he offers homage to this unique being.
And in my Gashi Shabi Gubi Rabdin Na Deva Tamche and Dela to Seba, Jenjo Lame Shala Chachi de Dudu Tao, Dudu Mawa Dini Yambergi Sido, that Gashi Sido, Gashi Shabi Gubi Rabdin Nasi, that Gansu Nisim Yit, Samu Dane, Duma Sierna, Digu Dwege, Sam Dambala, that Sam Dana de Shingo Orva.
Then the first verse. If at his lotus feet you rely with complete devotion, your every wish will be bestowed with ease. Prostrating at the feet of your Lama, the Supreme Guide, listen to these few words I wish to speak. So in order to transform ourselves, we require knowledge or wisdom. We require knowledge or wisdom so that we can understand, as presented earlier, we can understand what we need to cultivate, and what we need to abandon, those we need to eradicate, and how to do so. To gather knowledge, to develop wisdom, requires someone to teach us, and not just teach us, but also to guide us, to train us. And this is the spiritual teacher, the virtuous friend. This is the crucial role they play in the life of the spiritual person. And therefore, the spiritual teacher, the virtuous friend, is someone of great importance, someone who is precious in the life of the spiritual seeker. Because it is solely in dependence on the guidance from the spiritual teacher that we will be able to transform our minds and gain freedom from suffering. So therefore, right at the outset, one expresses one's deep respect for the inner qualities of one's spiritual teacher by offering prostration and committing to listen well to what he has to teach. So it's imperative that right from the outset, we train our mind to develop sincere trust or faith and respect for our spiritual teacher. And this is because if we lack trust in someone or respect for someone, they can give us advice until they blue in the face, but we will not want to receive that. We may well have this experience of this where one receives unsolicited advice, but being unreceptive to what has been said may be good advice, but it will have no impact on you. So too with a spiritual teacher. He or she may be a highly realized being giving faultless advice, but if you lack trust and respect for them, that faultless advice will not be able to penetrate your closed mind. So therefore, it's imperative that as a student, as someone wanting to train their mind, that one trusts that person who is there to train you and has respect for them and therefore for the advice they give you. So this is why Lama Tsongkhapa starts with presenting the need to rely on the spiritual teacher, in particular presenting right at the outset, saying that you need to generate an open mind, an open heart to what I say, so that this advice I'm about to impart will enter into your heart and thereby enable you to spiritually transform. And the very benefit of doing so is expressed in the second line. Your every wish will be bestowed with ease. So by, as we see in the first line, relying with complete devotion, in other words, having trust and respect, we will be able to fulfill our every spiritual goal.
Dhyabha chima dhyabha chakura. Dhan dhile kya chastavayana
We see in the second line, it says, every wish. So we, each of us individually, have a wide array of wishes. If we were to write each one down, it would be a very long list. But what is referred to here is that underlying deep yearning we each have for lasting stable happiness, a happiness that is freed from all problems, suffering, and difficulties. This is really what we yearn for, and that is what is expressed here. That is what we bestowed with ease through relying on our spiritual teacher. And the way this every wish is expressed is as having three general parts. The first is not merely just happiness in this life, in other words, for our current situation to be improved, but for our future lives also to be good. For a life of predominantly one of happiness in our future lives too. But that, though, is insufficient. If we can ensure that we attain another good life in our next rebirth, similar to this one, whilst required, that alone is an insufficient attainment. There's a far greater attainment to strive for, and that is to attain complete freedom from the sufferings of samsara in its entirety, freedom from the suffering realms of samsara. That's the attainment or the state of lasting, stable happiness, where one has attained the state beyond sorrow, where one has gone beyond the sufferings of samsara. Then one is free. Then one is liberated. That then is the second great wish to strive for. The first was for good rebirths, and the second is for liberation from suffering in its entirety. Then the third is to be able to lead each and every other being to a similar state, to guide them, to transform their own minds, to also attain a state liberated from suffering. But to do so, one oneself needs to become the most skilled of guides. Become a Buddha, fully and completely enlightened, not merely oneself liberated from samsara, but progressing beyond that, where one becomes a Buddha, in order to lead all other dear beings to the state of liberation. So that then is the third goal. And all of these wishes, these three wishes, can be achieved by relying with an open heart, with trust and respect, on our spiritual teacher.
Nandeliya tik dango dile ganshi shebi kupe raptin na deba tamje dela zwe je ba. Jisan lami ma lama le deba dong guje yapo shi de yapo de ba yina lami gi ma chu du nyamle je rimba ma sung. Dine ge sung ba de ne su se nyamle lami sumba na xin ji nyam nan cheba yin na su su gu dupi dupa tam che di si duya miyu di sha san dup tu gu riz jisa gizi lama liya lama ma tenpa yin na lami gi an di tablong duya nyam nan rinpa di tingi ma riz ma tenpa yin na su su gu nyam nan xin na xin gu ma xin pa yin za dini gi su su gu di gi duya gi an di dupa ngon diyo gubang to ya da tarbiyo gubang to ya da tam che gubang dupa sha san dup tu ma riz wada jisa Na, saya di dunia di semua, jadi di lama di lama ya, dewa dan kuisya siapa buat, lama ni lama tempat ini, tempat ini, ane lama ni cuci sungguh, macam tempat ini lama cuci sungguh macam, sebab, tapi lama ni cuci sungguh, nasi sungguh di ni susu, lama sungguh nasi ni susu ni mungkin tempat ini, dia lah tu tu kau tu kau, macam tempat ini tu tu macam, sebab tu na saya di dunia ni.
The very first word in this line, that of if. So what if shows is that there is an interdependence here, that you from the side of the student, you have to rely on the teacher, which means develop an attitude of sincere trust or faith and respect in the teacher in order to then be open and receptive to his teachings. So one then has to have this attitude, firstly. Secondly, then receive guidance. And thirdly, one needs to train one's mind in the way guided in those teachings. Those three steps are required. So it's not something the spiritual teacher, no matter how qualified, can do for you. There is an interdependent relationship. The teacher needs to give of themselves, share their knowledge and skill, but that alone will not lead to our spiritual transformation at all. We have to be open and receptive. We have to strive to gather knowledge. And thirdly, we have to integrate that knowledge, train our mind in the way the teacher in the teachings is guiding us. This then is the method by which spiritual transformation is achieved. This is the method by which every wish is bestowed with ease.
Tandine sumba dele tenchuo lami shabla cha chi zi si tenbi gina ne chuo lama dele sechi. Ta tenba, tenba chuo se de ten si de ngan zhugui ganga le ya jiki pa ten si ya ten si ya digi le ya guihan di guiba dele tenba si gorwa. Chisa dene ki tenchuo se de. Chisa de dene tenba dele bena ngan zhugui sangye jumlin digi ane ngan zhugui deji sumba to tawi kora sangye jumlin digi ngan zhugui dunga se ya ta Digi tubi ke tablan ten che simjian korwe dunga liya ganga liya se che tarpa tamji kimi gopa liya ya mangbo goyo bari goyo ruwa goyo ben masi ki dini ke simjian bado mebo goyo bari Di je su da simjian sangye chumde ni je su trabe da ngun peche gombo lurup ta bantan dawa da pala sowa sangye ben bantru chubdin dini ki korang zuwe nyamme sangye chumde ni sun shepa di nyamme je che yang korang zuwe ma anji ki Kurang tu lama tu lama song je, cuci mangpo song, tiada yang nyamper riba dian je. Yang tarba, kalau dunia le cuci je, tarba, tamu kini mau kau bawa mangpo kau yer wa, jadi jemba, kau tu jem jemba, jengor wa. Di nasi, dengan orang juga ni le, mungkin lama ciri, apa sesumla ciri macam la sopan dah, saja kau ni macam risu macam lama mangpo ki, kurang juga tu je lama lama cuci je, nyamper riba dian je. Di sini, anda jangan kau bawa kau yer ki. Ya, jangan cakap tarpa tak temui kimbau kopan lah ya, mampu kau dia ruah. Ini ya, dah susu ke, dah susu ngan tu semudah tu susu ke, an di sekarang musuh je je, kau konsen sendiri cuci cuci je, nyamun je, kau ha marah ruah, marah wajar ngan tu kau dunga le, ngaji dah tu baru kau ha masuk ke dulu kau ha le tarje, tarpa tak temui kimbau kopan lah, matu badi, dah di susu ngan jambi ke, dini ke nyamun je, ba jangan mampu jumpa le dia.
The third line ends with the word, so it's the first word in the Tibetan, it's the last word in the English, that of guide. So guide is a word that in this context is often used. And it's used for a specific reason, because this is the very role of the spiritual teachers, the role Buddha Shakyamuni played himself. The spiritual teacher is not merely imparting intellectual knowledge, and the student is not there merely to gather intellectual knowledge, knowledge for the sake of knowledge's sake, but rather this is knowledge to be integrated within one's mind, and the spiritual teacher both imparts that knowledge and guides the students how to train their mind in what they are being taught. This is the role of the spiritual teacher and requires the student to be open and receptive to this guidance. And Buddha Shakyamuni, the most skilled of guides, was able to lead so many beings to a state of liberation, a complete cessation of their sufferings, freedom from samsara. And through this process, many other great students who transformed their own minds were able to lead their own students. And this lineage continued for centuries, culminating in the great masters of the ancient Nalanda monastery. So those famous pandits who composed remarkable texts, they too, independent on the guidance from their own spiritual teachers, transformed their own minds. And they were able then to guide, in turn, their own students to transform their own minds. And this unbroken lineage of the complete and unmistaken method to radically transform one's mind was transmitted from ancient India to ancient Tibet. And there, over a millennia, remarkable teachers such as Lama Tsongkhapa, as well as the many other remarkable teachers from the Nyingma, Kagyu, and Sakya traditions, they all, in dependence on these teachings, transformed their own minds and guided their students to do the same. And now, finally, we also have come into contact with these remarkable teachings. And we have the opportunity in this life with, compared to centuries gone past, we have such comfort, such ease with which we can transform our mind. So now we too have an opportunity to gain freedom from suffering.
Dinare Yaksho di Sosolia Lobdujiki Kivishin, Sosolia Musu, Che Sung, and the Rimbatin, Namli Rimbatin, Henti, Sosolia, and the Chick Lama Winit Rangi, Muji Lamadi, Che Musu Shu, Lama Musu, Lamadi, and the Che Musu Shu, Lamadida, Jemba Sosolana, your Cho to give a Yaksho Tires, Jesan, Musu, Sosu, Lam Denje, Ranglia, Musu, Lam Denje, Musu, Denje, Sosu. Semi Duha Seata, Tabla, Yamlejim, but Sosun Musu Temba, Musu Tienji, Sosun Yamlej Gobradi, Rangi Kiwi, Shindi, Musu Chesi, Dushede, Titi, Sosolia, that Temba Chotuki, but Yaksho Tires. Then the San Yujim then de la Combolurula, so about Dingwangi, Rangi Lama, Nilishu, Kabi, Denigi, Dus Yamlejim, but the Jempari, Tusi Yapur getting Chimbori in it, Soso Rangi did then Musu Yoko Mara, Musu Yamlej Gomara. That Rang.
The second word in the Tibetan and the third line is our second last word, supreme. So the supreme guide is the spiritual teacher who is able to guide you directly in person. This is your supreme guide. So through the millennia, there have been countless supreme guides, starting with Buddha Shakyamuni, many great beings in ancient India, such as the Pandits in Nalanda, and many great beings across the various Tibetan Buddhist traditions, including Lama Tsongkhapa. But for us, in this life, our supreme guide is that person who can guide us directly, in person, who we can interact with directly. That is our own supreme guide.
巴什么把中药的一年的，结束了超度九八的，接着就可能给公务所接，接着就可能来去嘛，送个喇嘛的，接着就可能来，这把超度九八的，你喇嘛超度九八的，超度九八的，就是给进三米米，就把给你切削的地些时候，这把超度给进切，第一张的喇嘛给对土些呢，给进结束准备团的喇嘛里啊，安尼恰切的，也是恰切的，也是。
At the time when Lama Tsongkhapa composed this for his students, at that time, he too, Lama Tsongkhapa too, would prostrate at the feet of his lamas, his supreme guides, because the lamas in his life were those who were his supreme guides. And he was playing that role, Lama Tsongkhapa, was playing that role for his students too, such as the person who requested this text. So this is not just a tradition for tradition's sake, but this is the method by which beings gain freedom, beings come to transform their minds. If we draw to mind perhaps something some of you have experienced, but hopefully not, or just witnessed on the news, is when people are in supreme distress. Perhaps there's been a large flood and they were unprepared and they didn't evacuate, and now they are in grave danger and then they need to be rescued. So one can very easily imagine their distress and their fear because they are helpless and their lives are in danger, and perhaps they are still with their family, and their family is also in danger. So they are quite desperate, but also helpless. So in such a circumstance, we know that when a natural disaster strikes, there's a large amount of government apparatus that comes to help. So there are planning centers, there are many different departments doing different things. And these have all come about independent on many different causes beforehand. So they would have been not directly connected other government departments which allocated money and bought the helicopters. And beyond that, there are people who designed the machinery and so forth. So all of these people directly and indirectly are called to action to help people in distress in the circumstance. But for that person, perhaps sitting on the roof of their car or on the roof of their home, it is that one person coming down from the cable from the helicopter who embraces them tightly and holds them in this time of intense need. It is that one person. It is that one person that they are going to for protecting refuge in this moment. And afterwards, when they're safe, it's them that they thank from their heart. And it's that person they'll always remember. Maybe even name their child after this person. So in a similar way, this is the role that our spiritual teacher, the one who is directly in our life, plays for us. Because it is independence on him or her that we gain our direct guidance to us. And this requires, this interdependent relationship requires us to open our hearts, to be open and trusting and respectful to the teacher so that we can receive this guidance, hear it well, and train our mind in the way we are guided. This is how our teachers help us, our direct teachers. So just like the rescuer in that analogy who saved this person from intense suffering, through the guidance of our teachers, they are acting as the supreme guide, pull us out of the sufferings of samsara. This is the role that they can play in our life. So using this analogy, recognizing how pivotal they are for us to gain freedom, we develop a deep respect and trust in them. And this is indispensable for us to actually receive their guidance and with commitment repeatedly train our mind in it.
Andi Badodan Jeremichigi Rangi Lamigi Kusumtusumbeda San Yujimden Ma Sunje Getin Jesu Jene Chodukiba Rangi Lamalia and Getin Jesu Jimbe Tone and Kusudu Yunjin Getin Jesu Jane Chasavari Chasava Chavo Chasavari. That in a Niba Dilma Dinma Dordu Mawas, the Dordu Mawad in a Yember Gisin, Dordu Mawas.
So the first three lines of this verse, there when one recites this, one reflects on the incredible qualities of one's teacher, qualities of his physical activities, his speech and his mind, to generate a deep faith or trust in him, as well as recall his unequaled kindness so as to generate respect for him. As this wells up within oneself, one physically or metaphorically, places one's head at his feet. This is an expression of one's reverence, one's trust in this person, that you would put yourself at his feet in this way, in this very vulnerable position. And this comes about as a sincere expression of your trust and your desire to receive guidance. And then this verse concludes with the final line, with the promise from Lama Tsongkhapa to give that guidance. And here he says, I'll just be a few words, it'll be very brief, but the meaning will be profound. So therefore, listen well, listen well.
In
this final line, Lama Tsongkhapa is not only saying, I will give you the guidance you seek now, but he's also saying, listen well. So it contains two parts, his promise to compose, to give us guidance, and his exhortation to us to listen well. The meaning behind this is, I am giving you the guidance that you need. But from your side, you need to listen well. You need to be open and receptive to this. And Lama Tsongkhapa composed this in the imperative. So in English, we have the exclamation point. So he's emphasizing the need that we need to listen well, to take this to heart.
Dene shenliya and dewa chuna samba shen dunga da chana samba ki and digi tu samna taya ki shen jamin shen samna taya digi du shen samna tango ure se shen du shen da dana yingbo di du shen dene zata nganzo dene ki nyamli rinpa tinghen di lamba di nganzo lo chodo gyoba di re se san di kitin jinsu tenpe tunne lami tenpa kang tenpa tila ya nganzo samna tangji dili shen nyamli che ure se dana yingbo di disung ure da Jimba de Kashi met the Jamba the easiest as in Russia.
In brief, the summary of what we've looked at in our first session together is that it's through the process of transforming our mind that we will all attain lasting, stable happiness, a happiness that is liberated entirely from all problems, suffering, and difficulties. And to do so, we need to train our mind in, for example, ethical restraint, this determination not to cause harm directly or indirectly to anyone, including ourselves, and also to cultivate a genuine loving attitude towards all, as well as a genuine compassionate attitude towards all. And then in particular, we looked at the need to rely on one's spiritual teacher, one's supreme guide, to open oneself to be receptive to his guidance and to listen well to that guidance. In other words, to commit to transforming our mind through training in that guidance. When you reflect on Buddha's teachings, both in formal meditation as well as in your quiet time walking around here, look at society and what you observe in society as well as within yourself, and watch how problems and difficulties come about in the world, as well as how wanted situations, welcome situations, useful situations come about, and recognize that it comes from a motivation. Things don't just causelessly happen. They come from a motivation. Where there is conflict in the world, whether between nations or between groups or within the home, this comes from a motivation. And where there is good in the world, where people are helping each other, where people are acting in ways to bring benefit to their own lives as well as others, this too comes from a motivation. And this is the case, again, between nations, between communities, as well as within the home. So what, look at this and see in your own life as well as what you observe in society, and come to recognize the importance of the motivation behind which we do things, so as to develop a determination to take care of your own mind, to take responsibility for your own mind, to ensure that your own mind has a motivation that will bring benefit and will not bring harm. So here I encourage you to look at the primacy of mind in terms of bringing good into the world or bringing harm into the world. Then thank you.